Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. My name is Mariah Muhammad, and I'm thrilled to be joined today by Paul Bernard, CEO of Inside Desk. Paul, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks, Mariah. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Of course. And to get us started, would you mind please introducing yourself, sharing a bit about your role and organization?
Sure. Thank you, Mariah. Paul Bernard, I'm the CEO of Inside Desk. Been with Inside Desk since late 2022. And we sell RCM optimization and automation software to DSOs. Prior to that, I've been in dental since about 2017. I spent almost 5 years at Smile Brands running their RCM and a few other different operations there, and was also chief operating officer at Dental Exchange.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing. And to jump right into today's conversation, the first question I wanted to ask you is, what specifically in dental did we learn from the Change Healthcare data breach?
So obviously, I think the importance of effective security processes is the thing that will jump out at most people. But I'm gonna actually leave that portion of the topic for other experts in cybersecurity. I'd rather talk about it and think about it from an operational perspective. I think this event is a really important lesson in enterprise risk management. So the idea that proactively assessing areas of risk and doing scenario planning and having mitigation plans in place should be something that we do as an industry and that DSOs and other providers do all the time. So, I mean, simply put, and maybe to use a football analogy, we have to be audible ready as an industry. We have to understand our blind spots, and then we have to build in redundancies and mitigations. So, you know, those of us that were in DSOs during COVID got a firsthand lesson in risk management. You know, for example, the supply chain for PPE got very tight, and practices who used to buy all their supplies from a single source suddenly had to figure out how to multi-source and do it very quickly. That was a very expensive lesson. So the Change breach, in my view, is another opportunity for us to learn. And quite honestly, it was a fairly predictable surprise in my view. We could have predicted this was going to happen.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that take. And now that you talked about blind spots, where are the blind spots in dental that you can share?
Yeah, great question. I think first off, I really, you know, as an industry and personally for me, I have to give full credit to the teams at Dental Exchange and Vine for stepping into the void, and they worked ungodly hours on behalf of the industry as a whole. So kudos goes to them. That said, I'd like to see us as an industry learn to get better going forward when it comes to understanding the risks associated with single sourcing and the importance of process redundancy. I think we have to think about the end-to-end system as a whole. And ask ourselves really, why is it not as simple as being able to flip a switch from one clearinghouse to another? Now, that may be, you know, sort of a gross oversimplification, but I don't think it needs to be. I also think as an industry, we've got a blind spot on system interoperability. So the ability for and the ease of which systems can safely, quickly, and effectively talk to each other. You know, on the medical side, there's the HL7 standard, which has been in place for a very long time. It's not great, but at least it recognizes the need for the ease and speed of data sharing among IT and HIT entities in the medical space. We have nothing like that in dental. I think the last point I'd make is really from the perspective of a DSO blind spot. To watch out for. And that is better advocacy for easy access to its core RCM data. In the end, you know, when something like this happens, it's really the docs and the patients who ultimately get impacted the most. And so I think DSOs really have to be advocates for their ability to get their hands on their data as much as possible.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. I'm glad you are aware of these blind spots, and being mindful of them. What are inside desk solutions, and how were you able to help your clients?
Well, so on the product side, Inside Desk is purpose-built to automate the ingestion of unpaid or open insurance claims from the PMSs and match it to payer status and adjudication data. So for a DSO, think of it as a central hub, regardless of your PMS and your payer, et cetera. But equally as important for our business from a cultural perspective and how we operate, it's really important to understand how we behave. And when we say that we're insiders, it's a word that we use to describe ourselves and our customers. It's got nothing to do with having a catchphrase, but it has everything to do with how we behave. And so we take our DSO clients' results personally, and being an insider drives every action we take. So the first thing for us to do when the breach occurred, the first thing we did was to make sure our clients understood all the possible outcomes with respect to payment delays so they could prepare. And we, you know, when it happened, we were proactively, our customer success team was proactively reaching out very quickly to customers. One, to sort of give them some perspective, but two, to have them start thinking about what this means. And I'd say secondly, because of the analytics that we run, so you know, analyzing the data on the back end, we could help our clients understand all the possible range of payment delays outside of normal processing times. We also really understand our users, and so we very quickly put in product messaging and alerts in the right places in our product to make sure that they would understand how the breach was impacting what they were seeing.
Thank you, Paul, for explaining that very important information. How does Inside Desk fit into this picture?
Well, we're data agnostic, which means as a business, we strive to capture our DSOs, our CM data, regardless of the PMS that they're using, and also regardless of the payer that they're contracted with, and also regardless of the method of submission, whether it's paper or digital, et cetera. So all of our DSO clients use multiple PMS systems and have more than one clearinghouse. And the truth is that RCM data can be obtained from, you know, we can get it from a variety of sources. You can get it on paper, you can get it over the phone, electronically, directly from payers, from clearinghouses, et cetera. So our goal is really to provide our DSOs with as complete a picture as we can.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much, Paul, for sharing your time and insights with us today, as well as Inside Desk for sponsoring today's content. To our listeners, thank you so much for joining us, and please make sure to check out other Becker's podcasts. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you again, Paul.
Thank you.